Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, July 15, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of real estate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Q&A with Stuart Saft, partner and New York real estate practice group leader at Holland & Knight. Stuart Saft, partner and New York real estate practice group leader at Holland & Knight, shares insights on his journey in the real estate industry. From accidental beginnings in real estate law to representing luxury projects like Aman, New York, Saft discusses the challenges and unique aspects of his transactions. Reflecting on the current real estate landscape, Saft notes the impact of housing supply shortages on the industry and emphasizes the importance of capitalism in driving economic growth. He proposes solutions like creating factory zones in the Northeast and Midwest to boost domestic production and reduce reliance on overseas supply chains. Saft's vision includes implementing high-speed rail systems to enhance transportation efficiency and sustainability.
Shopoff Realty Investments secures $52 million refinance of 270-acre project. Shopoff Realty Investments has secured $52 million in financing from Peachtree Group for the block at Elliott in Mesa, Arizona, a 270-acre project. This financing will allow Shopoff to advance the project to the next stage of development, including grading and utility improvements. Shopoff President and CEO William A. Shopoff expressed satisfaction with securing the financing despite current market uncertainties. Since acquiring the project in 2022, Shopoff has obtained approval for annexation into Mesa and a mass grading plan. Grading is expected to start in late 2025. Walker & Dunlop's Mark Strauss and Rob Quarton facilitated the financing, overcoming complexities in the capital structure. Shopoff Realty Investments, based in Irvine, California, focuses on value-add investing and development projects across the U.S. For more information, visit www.shopoff.com or call 844-4-SHOPOFF.
Unit 5N closes at 108 Leonard, highlighting continued demand for historic luxury in Tribeca. Unit 5N at 108 Leonard, a historic Tribeca condominium, has closed, showcasing the ongoing demand for luxury in the area. This transaction is one of 10 closings this year, emphasizing the desire for distinctive, light-filled homes in Manhattan's sought-after neighborhood. Originally built in 1899, 108 Leonard combines Italian Renaissance Revival architecture with modern luxury. The 2,413-square-foot residence boasts landmark details and contemporary interiors by Jeffrey Beers International. With over 20,000 square feet of private amenities, including a lap pool and rooftop gardens, 108 Leonard continues to attract buyers seeking historic charm and modern comforts. Sales director Elena Sarkissian notes the strong demand for unique, historic homes driving the building's sales momentum in Tribeca. Juan Carlos Tassara and Ricardo Dunin of North Development on the cover of Negocios magazine. Negocios magazine's latest edition features real estate giants Ricardo Dunin, founder of Oak Capital, and Juan Carlos Tassara, co-founder of Edifica, on the cover. Together, they formed North Development, introducing a luxury residential offering in Miami with a flexible rental model. The flats concept allows buyers to rent units short-term and enjoy high-end hospitality services. With Miami's evolving real estate market and demand for innovative projects, North Development aims to meet the expectations of investors and end users. Tassara and Dunin's expertise in micro-rental units and efficient design sets them apart in the industry. Negocios magazine, a leader in South Florida business publications, offers daily news updates online and in print, catering to entrepreneurs in the region. Brooklyn's investment sales volume totaled $3.25 billion across 453 transactions in 1HD 2025. Aerial Property Advisors report shows Brooklyn's investment sales volume reached $3.25 billion across 453 transactions in the first half of 2025, as reported by Aerial Property Advisors. This marks a 4% increase in transaction volume and a 2% decrease in dollar volume compared to the same period in 2024. Development land values hit a record high at $313 per BSF, driven by initiatives like City of Yes, indicating strong confidence in Brooklyn's growth. The multifamily market saw a 10% increase in transaction volume and a 14% increase in dollar volume, with smaller, free market buildings becoming a focus for investors. Industrial transactions decreased by 21%, while retail sales surged by 16%, driven by institutional investments in prime locations like Williamsburg.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.